The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR. That's not my microphone, that's my voice. Okay, hey, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Here, the 17th of June, Monday, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning.
Happy Monday morning. Only 7 more working days till Monday. So, how is...
How was your weekend? Working weekend, if to be honest. And I'm happy if to be on that the heat fall down a bit.
Yes, yes. Agreed.
So it was really, really nice. Yeah.
So, we got a national day today.
Yes. And it's really America. National Root Beer Day. Root beer.
Do you know that
is root beer really made? Is that American?
It's super American. We don't have it at all, and I'm still getting used to the taste. It feels like medicine for me.
Yeah, really? I can see that. I could see that, but
I had a can this weekend over at your brother's
You're
house.
You're kidding?
No, there was no beer at your brother's house, and so there was root beer. So I had to drink some of
that. Okay.
Yeah.
Every now and then, I don't mind. You know, when you go someplace and they have the rack of sodas, and I'm thinking, do I really, you know, if I had to choose, sometimes I'll just do the root beer. And it's refreshing at times, but, you know, we have root beer floats. I don't know how they decided, well, you got root beer, let's just some ice cream in there. I'll have to look that up.
Okay. Well, good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, and... Yes, we're back at the helm here. 84 today, that's the high temperature. Isn't that going to be great? You're going to go out and ride.
It was 58 on the way to work this morning.
I walked this morning with a sweatshirt on at 5:18. I rolled out of bed and took Buford on a really nice walk. It's a beautiful time of day. It's really almost like it's sacred. You know, things are just opening up and it's quiet and it just feels so like pristine. Really not a lot of noise, no leaf blowers yet, or big cars or trucks. Just so special. And felt that it was a really nip in the air. 84 will be our highs, mostly clear tonight with our overnight skies clear of 60. Tomorrow we're going up just a little bit to 90, sunny skies. Clear skies on Tuesday night, mostly clear with 60. Now, Juneteenth, as we know, which is the 19th, will be 94, low overnight lows, 65. And Thursday will be 100, and Friday, 104. So there you go. We're just enjoy this now. Might be a great time to really think about getting out and doing your yard work and all of the things that need to be done before we get to scorched weather. And our weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business located in Anderson where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. At 7:15, we have our, what do you call that? It's our
community calendar.
With Anne Marie. Sorry.
Here, fill in the spot I don't for mean me to finish morning. I don't mean to finish your sentences for you, but we are married.
By the way, this weekend nearly 200 high temperature records could be tied or broken this week with an expansive heat wave who grips the Midwest and the Northeast. Now I know we're going to be driving through Albuquerque, Reno, Vegas, Albuquerque, family reunion. We decided to drive rather than fly. I don't know what it is. I know that it's really hard and wear and tear on the body to drive, but I find that it's more pleasurable for me to be able to take my stuff and a pillow and a blanket and deal with when I want to stop with my food and not be in an airport. By the time that we flew from Reading, and we had to connect, you know, it's almost a 10 hour and then park and everything and be an hour and a half to 2 hours early. It's, It's almost worth it to me to drive.
It's road trip.
Yeah.
And you and I like road trips. I mean, you are a real road trip kind of girl. And you like to drive, which is fine with me. You're the only one I, besides Ted Leidy, I can just sit there and let you two drive, and then I go to sleep. And then you swerve the car back and forth until my head bangs on the window. I know it's that time to wake up.
Well, Major Metropolitan Airs, I don't know, he's not done that whole weekend. We took Buford with us to see my parents over the weekend. And, yeah.
This is chew toy. I hope we have a chew toy around here.
So the metropolitan areas of Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, New York City, and Boston will be under some of these extreme heat risks this week. Meanwhile, windy conditions in Southern California are potentially fueling the flames of the post-fire in L.A. The blaze has charred nearly 15,000 acres and was only 2% contained as of midday Sunday. So we do know that it was quite windy. There was a red flag warning as we drove yesterday. It wasn't so bad. But,
you get a red flag warning, you don't cut your grass. You don't do any of those things because it can. News from the local area. I saw this. And two arrested after robbery on the Sacramento River Trail in Redding, right? So they have a picture of the two women. And I will swear to you, they look like soccer moms.
What?
One of them looks like this could be, her photo could be like, oh, send us a photo for this new job working at the bank. These two, their photos, when you hear that, you know, this one woman went up to this elderly lady. Of course, what's elderly anymore? And the elderly woman told police she was walking her dog on the trail when she was approached by a woman, later identified as so-and-so. Well, so-and-so's picture looks like soccer mom number one. Anyway, she comes up and she told the victim that she wanted her glasses and lunged at her, then pulled the glasses off the woman's face and left the area. During an area check, officers spoke with numerous people on River Trail, reported a person with similar description of Johnson. Oh, yeah, I said her name, sorry. Allegedly did this. Approached them and was acting bizarre. And then they got another call up Caldwell Park of a person with similar description, creating a disturbance at a community event. And the RPD bike team located two people who both resembled the provided description. And they tried to run away, but were quickly arrested. And they were arrested for robbery, elder abuse, one was, and resisting and obstructing arrest. The other one was booked for resisting and obstructing arrest. But you look at these pictures right here. Okay. Now, you tell me that that's who you would have suspected of being.
No, this is.
They're soccer mom. They look like soccer mom.
This is not like a TikTok thing,
yeah.
Is it?
Oh, I hope not.
Challenge?
No, they said she was acting bizarre, but, I mean, that was weird. This is weird when you see stuff like this. Yeah. Anyway, when I saw that, I had to share that with you, my friends.
Wow.
Mark Mazzano has announced that he's running for city council again. Mark and Michael DeQuisto would vote sometimes, most of the time, together against the other three. So, he's announced, Dr. Paul DeNuca has announced that he's running for city council. I believe that Julie Winter said she's not running. Tanessa, if she gets elected as assembly person from the first district, she won't be there. So, it's going to be kind of like wide open here to see what happens. This should be an interesting city, because you know other people are going to run. And my dog right now is laying on his back going, rawr, rawr, rawr.
Do you realize that we talked about this, there was an airline scare, I'm going to have to say this really fast, is underway after a Southwest airline flight plunged towards the ocean. We're talking about, I'd rather be in my car, off the coast of Hawaii. The incident occurred, but only came to light publicly on Friday after Bloomberg reported Southwest sent a memo to pilots about the incident. Bloomberg reported the memo indicated a newer first officer was flying at the time and inadvertently pushed forward on the control column. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 flew as low as 400 1,500 feet.
From the ocean. Which meant it had to
rapidly
be
climbing flight back tracking data shows in a brief statement on CNN. They acknowledged the incident, but not addressed the memo or why the incident took place.
Well, I imagine first officer is not going to be commanding any planes in the near future. So, hey, everybody can make a mistake, right? Just because you got 200 people
That's
on
right.
board and you're dropping 15,000 feet. Anyway, okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here for the news. And, gosh, we didn't, you know, we've got guests at 7:30, but we'll still have some time to talk about. What do people do on Father's Day? I know the Colt 45s just trounced their opponents. One night it was 25-6. And, you know, we were gone, and I was listening last night, and it was already 10-3 at the top of the ninth, okay? 10-3, top of the ninth. And they'd only been playing like an hour and a half. How do you you know, some games, they start at 7:15, 9:15, 10 o'clock, right? No, this was at about 8:30, and they were finished. So, anyway, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and Anne Marie should be calling us.
String band, my baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now. Getting me down, lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, in a wagon.
Airport. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is a tradition. It's becoming a tradition now because they've been in the business over 30 years. And Four Winds Jewelry started by Leonard back that long ago. Bought by Rebecca and Henry, eight years ago. It's been voted twice in the Record Searchlight, best of the North State, 2 years in a row, 23-24, and is the best jewelry store.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Yeah. That's Four Winds Jewelry, and we go there. It's the only place we shop, locally owned, locally operated. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And Anne Marie is on the line. Hello, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Buford. Hi, Carl.
Okay, I know. Buford first, then me. That's okay. I'm used to that.
Have we not met?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Last week had so many events because it was the first week. But what's happening this week?
Well, there's still a lot going on. Well, today, June 17th, is National Root Beer Day and National Eat Your Vegetables Day. There are actually a few food-themed titles for today. And in addition, it's National Mascot Day. Wednesday, June 19th, is Juneteenth. Thursday, June 20th, is National American Eagle Day, and it's the first day of summer. And Sunday, June 23rd is the birthday of the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Mm.
Just a few dates to remember this week.
Okay.
As we begin our community calendar, I want to let our listeners know about several vegetation management projects that Cal Fire Shasta Trinity Unit will be conducting this week, according to a press release. Now, folks, these are subject to change. But starting on Tuesday, June 18th, and running through Thursday, June 20th, the project locations include Ross Ranch, North Old Oregon Trail on Tuesday, June 18th, Gore Ranch, west of Westwood Village Highway 273 on Wednesday, June 19th, and also Suede Creek Ranch, southwest of Oak Run proper, on Thursday, June 20th. During this time, you may see and smell smoke in the area and also notice emergency personnel, equipment, and air resources. For more information, call 530-225-2418. And again, folks, these are subject to change. The Veterans Home in Reading has their June wish list available. They are seeking bingo prizes, which can include $10 gift cards to local businesses, as well as other bingo prizes. The Veterans Home is also looking for donations of soda pop, diet and regular, shorts with an elastic waist in medium, large, and extra large, grocery store gift cards, birthday party decorations, cocktail napkins and plates for weekly happy hour, and party sponsors for a pizza party, ice cream social, happy hour, or other. For more details, visit the Veterans Home of California on Facebook. They are located at 3400 Knighton Road in Reading. The Anderson Police Department is doing a K-9 unit fundraiser in the form of a raffle where 100% of the proceeds will go to the Anderson Police Department K-9 unit. you can pick up a raffle ticket for a $20 donation in the lobby of the police department. Actual drawing will be July 31st. The popular Wings of Summer Butterfly House at Turtle Bay is currently open through July 7th. Summer hours are Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday and Sundays, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Entry is free for members and included in paid park admission. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. Tomorrow, Tuesday, June 18th, look for the annual Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics to start at 9 a.m. at Best Buy on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Members of the Law Enforcement Torch Run help support Special Olympics in several ways, including raising funds and awareness. According to the Special Olympics Northern California website, the Law Enforcement Torch Run has raised more than $900 million globally and more than $20 million here in Northern California. If you are able to come and cheer them on, mark Tuesday on your calendar. Now, years back, I was invited to the state capitol here in California, and when the Law Enforcement Torch Run took place, and it was beyond amazing. So, folks, I highly, highly recommend this event. This week, look for the Shasta District Fair to begin on Wednesday, June 19th. The theme Wednesday will be Dollar Day and Kids Day. Children 12 and under will be free for admission, and those 13 and older will be only $1. The Shasta District Fair will run through the 22nd. A full schedule can be found at ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. The fairgrounds are located at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. This Wednesday, June 19th, it is a free entrance day at our local national parks. This includes, but is not limited to, Lassen Volcanic National Park and Whiskeytown National Recreation Area. The entrance free day on June 19th is in honor of Juneteenth. Additional free days coming up this year include August 4th for the Great American Outdoors Day, September 28th for the National Public Lands Day, and November 11th for Veterans Day. More information can be found at nps.gov. Just a heads up, for the Mosquito Serenade Concert Series, there is no scheduled concert this Wednesday.
Oh.
But, yeah, there will be one next Wednesday, June 26th, and that will be James Gardner's Johnny Cash tribute.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, I've actually been on stage with him before.
How fun.
So I highly recommend this event also. You don't want to miss it. He is really, really good, folks. I mean really good. But the concert is free to attend and will be held at the Anderson River Park. Opening act at 6 p.m. and headliner at 7 p.m. Again, no concert this Wednesday, but come back next Wednesday for an amazing concert. And finally, as we continue to face summer heat, especially later this week, there are some air-conditioned spaces in Shasta County that are available to the public during business hours. They include the Anderson Library, Burney Library, Cottonwood Library, Redding Library, Shasta Lake Library, Frontier Center for our seniors, and Good News Rescue Mission. For more information on county cooling centers, visit Shasta County Health and Human Services on Facebook or go to ShastaHeatSafety.org. And that is just a sample of events happening this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Well, we so much appreciate. Thank you for that great energy and breathing that good life into what's happening here in the North State. And Siskiyou Insurance brings us our community calendar. And Anne Marie, we just look forward to seeing you at one of these events.
Thank you much. Have a good week, everyone.
Thank you. You too. And we got to take a break here. on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. We've got an interesting, wonderful month this morning at 8 o'clock. We are going to be talking to Christina. I can't think of her. I want to say it's like candelabra, but it's not. It's close. And I don't mean that to be. I'm going to look her name up. But anyway, we're going to be talking about Pride, the month of Pride, as well as coming up in the next segment. We've got some veterans events going on. So all things in our community that are happening in the month of June. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Monday. So good to me. Monday morning.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Your vacation? It's over, but the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Call me now. Oh, you're
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been in the business around here 17 years, just won an award for being one of the best small banks with assets under, what, $2 billion. It is a community-oriented bank. Local board of directors, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And we're here with Jess Hoops and Frank Rose. And Jess is here to talk about the American Legion Post 197.
Good morning.
He's the commander of that.
Howdy. How are you?
Get in closer there and pull that down.
Well, you know, I'm not used to you talking to you guys on the radio, you know.
Well, Jess, so you're here to tell us about what?
Well, we just had elections for the district. I'm the new commander of the District 2 American Legion, and I'm also commander of Post 197 here. And I came today to thank the community for their support of the Veteran Fishing Day.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, it's taking place next Saturday at Lake Almanor. It's put on by the Lake Almanor Fishermen's Association and sponsored in part by the American Legion, Post 197, and the Veterans of Foreign Wars and other veteran groups. And we are now setting a record this year for the most attendees. We have a full capacity now of 137 veterans.
That are going to be fishing out there.
That are going to be fishing next Saturday. So we're real excited that we've reached our limit.
Caught your limit, huh?
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about that for a second. When you say you got 137 people fishing out of Lake Almanor, now, is that on the lake?
Yes.
Oh, so you've got boats for everybody?
Yes. And we've also got
Are you putting like 40 people in a boat or just like,
no,
you know, two?
Just two to three. And if you've got, a lot of them have pontoon boats and we get 4 or 5 on one boat.
Oh, like the party boats.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool. But now, see, I can, if you want to fish, being on a party boat to me is the best way because, you know, you throw your bait out there and then you just kind of lay down and you got a bathroom on it and barbecue and if you catch a fish, that's, you know, that's just
it's,
a plus.
It's the beer and the camaraderie most of the time,
well,
right?
It is on most of it. I'm going on a 4-day trail ride here in August, and that's what I understand it mostly is the camaraderie and the beer.
So, yeah.
And the horses are...
Well, I used
so
to
we have
do
horses
the,
there, too, so...
I used to do the Wentworth Springs run in 4x4s back in the 70s and early 80s, and that was a lot of fun. I've had to repair more Jeep frames with a battery welding...
Now, okay, so the people that are fishing, the veterans that are fishing, what do they have to bring to this?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. They just bring themselves.
They bring their fishing license themselves and whatever drink or lunch they would like to have. Most of the time, everybody goes to different marinas throughout the lake to meet their guides.
Okay.
And this year we've overflowed, and there's some guys doing bank fishing also. They're
okay.
They're going to be wade. It's called wade fishing.
Uh-huh.
And, like, at the end of the peninsula golf course, there's a big rocky area that comes jutting out into the lake, and a lot of guys will be fishing there. But for the most part, we meet early in the morning, 5:30, 6 o'clock, meet our guides, and then go out and fish till, I don't know, 1 o'clock or so. And then we have a procession of boats that go around Flag Island out in the lake.
Uh-huh.
Flag Island is a memorial to the United States veteran. And it's done by the Guides Association on a small island outside Prattville.
Okay.
And they'll circle Flag Island in a procession, and they're filmed. All the boats and all the crews are filmed.
Oh, wonderful.
And Jason, our guy that does the filming there, he's really good, and his son and him edit all of that. You can find them on YouTube, the videos for the Almanor Fishermen's Association.
Uh-huh. Well, so how long has this been going on, this fish out here?
This is our sixth year, I believe.
Okay.
Fifth year, sixth year.
137.
Yeah, we.
Wow.
And then at the end of the day, they have a big barbecue.
Well, I imagine. Do they cook fish?
No.
No fish.
It's usually tri-tip and all the goodies, some chicken.
Do people get to keep their fish if they want?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If they want to.
If they want.
Yeah. So what kind of fish are there in Lake Almador? Bass and what?
Well,
else?
There's bass, there's browns, there's rainbows, there's landlocked.
The coho.
Kings.
Okay.
And there's some all, you know, small kings. That I've only caught 26 inches. It's the biggest I've ever caught.
Well, that's pretty good size.
Yeah. And most of the time that's off a Hamilton branch or someplace like that, you know, where you got an inflow of water. They raise their own fish. The Fishermen's Association has their own brood stock.
Uh-huh.
You know, that they raise the fish and then they release them into the lake.
So the fishing's pretty good up here then.
It's been pretty good. We've had some good fishing.
Well, okay, so this is going to be next Saturday up at Lake Almador.
Yep.
Okay, so what else you got going?
Then we
That's great.
Then we had a veteran squirrel hunt at Likely, California on the 4th of May.
Okay, now.
And the squirrel hunt is to eradicate the imported Belgian ground squirrels and other long-tailed ground squirrels that dig holes in the ground that the cows step in and break away.
So that's next, next May, though, right?
No, well, we just had it this last May.
Oh, you just had it this May. So how was that?
It snowed on us, Carl.
Well, I tell you what, we've been in Cedarville and Surprise Valley shooting squirrels.
Yeah.
We usually go in April. And we've been snowed out before. I mean, my fellow shooters have been snowed out. I'm still standing out there thinking that one's going to come out, that this is going to break, and they're going to come out, and they're going to be easier to shoot. But anyway, so where's Lively?
Likely.
Likely. Where's
it's
Likely?
20 miles south of Alturas on Highway 395.
Okay. Yeah, I know where that's at.
Oh, man. He's shown us a picture of the snow. Well, didn't that happen to you?
Yeah.
We were up there in Cedarville. And
we were in Lake Almador hunting turkey.
This picture. It's a picture of us doing a flag placement and flag ceremony on the Infernal Caverns gravesites.
Uh-huh.
California Historical Society number 16. We're doing a flag ceremony with the California Veteran Historical Society and the American Legion. We provided the flags and that kind of thing, and they provided some of the manpower to do it.
Yeah.
And so this little picture here is a picture of us doing the placement of the flags.
In a snowstorm.
In a snowstorm.
And that was during that same time you were shooting. There.
Yes.
Okay.
So...
Well, do you hunt on people's land up there? Or
they let you
come in? And
Reese, our local fish and game gal out of Alturas, she finds us the ranches during the year, and then we split up in different groups and go out to the different ranches. And then everybody gets together in the afternoon, 2 or 3, well, usually 3 to 5 o'clock, and we have a barbecue at Lake.
You barbecue those squirrels?
No. Fishing game buys the tri-tip and the fire department cooks it up and serves us and everybody.
So how many people you have go on that?
Not this time, but the time before we had 65.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is fun.
Those are two things I did not know you all did. I know, you know, I think of you doing other things, helping veterans get their benefits and all that. Which
well, we do do that. And
yeah, but I didn't think of y'all having a fishing day and then a squirrel hunting day.
Well, Carl, think about it. There's a lot of veterans out here that sit in front of the TV all day. They're sitting on the couch. They're watching their phones. They're doing whatever it is. They don't do anything. And this is an effort to get them out and get them out of their heads.
Well, that's good.
You know? It's like fishing on the Sacramento River, fly fishing. You take veterans down the hill, and as long as they're watching that indicator, they're not thinking about other things. You know, and it helps them as far as the suicide stuff. It helps them a lot.
Well, anything you can do to get veterans out and doing other things, it will keep their keep them active. That's what
gotta,
the Hooked on Healing is doing.
You
are doing. Yeah, it's great.
You got to do something.
I'm just surprised you got that many fishermen. 137.
Last time we did this, we had a belly gunner. From a B-17, I think he's 104 years old.
Uh-huh.
And we honored him with a cake that everybody got a piece of. And everybody sang to him because it was his birthday, too.
104 years old. Wow. Okay, we're here with Jess Hoops and Frank Rose from American Legion Post 197, and talking about some of the things they've had going. And we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. One of my friends just went there, had a TAVR valve replacement, went in on Thursday, came home on Friday. He's out walking the dogs this weekend. You need to find out the things that they've got. They've got procedures there that are literally cutting-edge procedures that you don't have to travel to Sacramento, UC Davis, or any of these places. You've got them right at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. 7:46 in the morning. It's about 59 degrees still. 59, that can't be right. So I'm going to say 60 degrees outside. And we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at AuthorityPM.com.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And welcome back to our morning show here on Monday with Carla Linda Bott. Yes, there's a red flag warning as well. It's sunny with a high near 84 today, and we could have gusts up to 23 miles per hour. I know that when we were driving up 5 yesterday north, we did have gusty winds as well. And tonight, gusts as well to 20 miles per hour. Overnight skies tonight of 60. Gusts again tomorrow that could be up till 20 miles per hour. So that is the red flag warning.
What's the temperature going to be today? About what?
84.
Wow.
Yes.
Because I'm looking at this, and I mean, it's going to be chilly. So that means that Odina gets a long ride today. Odina and Carl get a long ride today. I hope. 7:51 in the morning, and we're here with American Legion Post 197. Jess Hoops, who's the commander, but also just got elected to be the District 2 commander for California, which is what, all of Northern California or something?
No, it's Shasta and Siskiyou.
Okay. We're talking about two big events that they had. The fishing, the big fish out that's coming this Saturday.
That's coming up this Saturday. And there's one people I'd like to thank on there.
Sure.
And that's the United States Forest Service. They have donated a portion of the Almanor campground to the veteran to stay free in that campground.
Oh, wow.
So you can bring, like, I'm taking my travel trailer up, and yeah. I'm going to spend some days in that campground, and I'd like to thank them for that.
Well, let me tell you that the if you're a disabled veteran and you want a hunting and fishing license, it only costs you $7.
Yeah, I think it's closer to 8 now, but
those communists. No, if it costs you 7 or 8, and other people that are buying them, it's $40 and all these things. But
right,
and then for if you're a veteran, I believe you can get in national parks free.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
Active duty and veterans get in national parks, which always seemed to me, why don't they do that? Why didn't they do that before now?
Well, they've done that for years.
They have?
Yes, I got mine back. Oh. Back in 2004.
I tried to get into Zion National Park, and the woman was actually rude to me about it when I said, don't you have, like, veterans or something? I mean, I was on leave from Iraq at that point.
Check this out, okay? California has a program for the veteran also that they can get into free California state parks like Bernie State Falls, Castle Crags, that kind of thing, okay? And then in addition to that, the Department of Defense.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone down to China Lakes Naval Weapons Station and stayed on base in their RV for like $24 a night.
Yeah, well, they do that. They've done that forever. And, like, I've gone before and I've stayed on bases before, and they're visiting officer quarters, or I didn't care. It was just visiting quarters.
Yeah.
And frankly, in the Air Force.
Well, I get to use.
The Air Force had better, staff and CO quarters than the Marine Corps had officer quarters. Anyway, okay, let's move on. What other things do y'all have coming up besides the big fish out next Saturday?
Well, we're going to be doing some fundraising to replenish our Veteran Assistance and Rehabilitation Fund.
And what do you use that for?
Anytime a veteran has an issue, such as traveling to Travis or Palo Alto or San Francisco or something, and cannot ride the shuttle and cannot find other transport, we will transport that veteran to his appointment and bring him home under our own money.
Okay, how do they sign up for that?
It's a matter of just contacting one of us at the post, and we'll get together and figure it out.
Okay.
The thing is that we cannot leave our brother and sister sitting home
Right.
When they need assistance. We also have some funds available to help them with like a power bill or a mortgage payment or rent payment that they haven't been able to make for some unforeseen reason. We can only do that like once a year though. We don't have a lot of money. It's not like somebody's going to get $5,000 or $6,000 at one time because that's just not in the cards. But $200 or $300, yeah, we can help swing that. And we also work with Nation's Finest. Our auxiliary works with Nation's Finest and a couple of other people in town to help the veteran get assistance.
And where's your post located once again?
We are located right next to the old downtown Reading Post Office in the Veterans Hall.
Okay. In the Veterans Hall.
Yes.
Okay.
We do not have libations or bar. Ours is strictly a post that we try to do just work for the community.
Fantastic. And so do you have any fundraisers coming up since you've got a few minutes here left before we let you go?
We were going to do a barbecue in July, but we can't get the date straightened out because of county commitments. And our commitments, we can't make the two mesh.
Okay, so
we're going to hold off till just after Labor Day.
So now that we've had listeners, our Radio Land listeners, listening to the fact that you can arrange transportation,
right?
And you will do that, and you sometimes are not available at the Veterans Hall because sometimes it's locked.
It's always locked.
So what? Yeah. How does? I mean, some people do not like to go online. We're noticing that. I mean, I went to the DMV the other day, and it was like, you got to go online, and people were freaking out online because they're not letting you register your car anymore. You got to go online. So
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It's a new law that you have.
Oh, that's because our governor spent the money elsewhere.
Well,
that's another whole.
Okay,
that's a whole week of shows right there.
So how does somebody reach out?
Do they call you
for transportation or to be involved or understand that you've got these wonderful treats, if you will?
Well, I think they're benefits.
It's called veteran assistance.
Well, yeah. Okay, but it's a treat as well, okay.
Right?
Why not?
Okay, so do they have a number they can call?
They can call me at 356-1788.
Okay.
Or they can call the head of our auxiliary, Pam Wolbert.
Okay. All right, cool.
Her number is 275-5212.
Great.
And we can point them in the right direction, or we'll actually, one of us will, you know, make sure they get where they need to go.
Okay.
So
we're here with Jess Hoops and Frank Rose. Frank, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well, Frank's been up. Frank gets up at 5 in the morning. He goes for his 5-mile run.
Right.
Comes back. You know,
I saw you out there this morning.
Then he's out there pushing some iron around.
He's kicking back, drinking mimosas now.
Oh, no. Not Frank. Frank, how old are you, Frank?
91.
91.
Getting close to 92.
November 10th.
Yeah.
I know when your birthday is.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Frank, even though he was in the Army, we made him an honorary Marine last year.
Yeah.
We honored you as the oldest Marine there. It was well deserved, Frank. Frank is on our Shasta Marines and Friends team that does the plans the Marine Corps Ball. And is an integral part of so many other veteran things going on here. He comes in here on a regular basis and signs up people like Jess to come in and be on the show. So
yeah, that way,
couldn't do it without you, buddy.
Yeah, that way all the military guys, the organizations can get a chance to get on the air.
Well, we appreciate Frank, no end of no doubt. So.
All right, so thanks for being with us this morning, and we're going to have to take a break. We come back at the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking about Pride. It is the month of Pride, and how did that start? What does it mean? It's going to be today. We have again a red flag warning with a sunny day of 84 degrees, overnight lows of 60. We'll be back for our 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR when we return from these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Summer officially arrives on Thursday, but high heat is already here, and it's moving across a large section of the U.S. William Churchill at the National Weather Service says the heat wave that plagued the South this weekend is spreading to the Great Lakes region and then into the Northeast by tomorrow.
The upper-level ridge that's really driving this thing is essentially unprecedented for how strong it is this early in the summer. So that's our big concern, and that, you know, that kind of feature at an unprecedented strength at that level tends to translate to record-breaking heat at the surface, and that's certainly what's being forecasted at this point.
In California, crews are battling multiple wildfires amid high temps and strong winds.
The post-fire burning near Interstate 5 in Gorman on the main north-south route between Los Angeles and Bakersfield led to evacuations from the Hungry Valley State Vehicular Recreation Area, where at least two structures were burned. Kenichi Haskett with the L.A. County Fire Department says strong gusts are hampering efforts by aircraft crews.
When it's windy, it pushes it just sprays the water everywhere else, or that we don't need it.
Officials warned residents of Castaic near Pyramid Lake they should prepare to leave if the fire pushes further south. As of last night, that fire was nearly 23 square miles and about 2% contained, according to CAL FIRE. I'm Jennifer King.
Israeli officials say that Prime Minister Netanyahu has dissolved the influential war cabinet that was tasked with steering the war in Gaza. Russian President Putin will make a rare visit to North Korea tomorrow. He is to meet with Kim Jong-un for talks focused on expanding military cooperation. And the U.S. Surgeon General says social media is a contributing factor to mental health, a crisis among young people. He wants to see warning labels slapped on social media platforms. More at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
The Ukraine Peace Summit has wrapped up in Switzerland.
80 countries have jointly agreed that the territorial integrity of Ukraine must be the basis for any peace agreement to end Russia's two-year war. The agreement was confirmed in a signed document by some 80 nations at a Swiss conference. On the final day of the two-day conference, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was confident that the peace effort would continue.
We already have countries who indicated their interest to host the second peace summit, and we started talks with them.
However, despite attending, some key developing nations did not sign the summit's communique. I'm Karen Chama.
Russian media reports that security forces stormed a detention center and killed inmates accused of links to the Islamic State group. The inmates had taken two staff members hostage. News and analysis at townhall.com. Passengers and crew on a plane flying to Australia are safe after making an emergency landing.
A passenger plane has landed safely at a New Zealand airport after a fire shut down one of its engines. The nation's fire service says the Virgin Australia Boeing 737-800 jet bound for Melbourne, Australia, landed in Invercargill after the fire forced a diversion. Queenstown Airport spokeswoman Catherine Nin says the cause of the engine fire and the number of passengers on board the plane are not immediately known. Virgin Australia said in an email statement that the incident may have been caused by a possible bird strike. I'm Charles Dulatesma.
It was a thrilling finish at the U.S. Open as it came down to the final hole. In the end, Bryson DeChambeau hoisted the trophy after edging Rory McIlroy by one stroke. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott today, the 17th of June, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm and it's National
Root Beer Day. Happy Monday morning.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Also, today is National Vegetables Day.
Okay, National Vegetables Day.
I'm still surprised how they create those national days.
I know. I want to know who sits around a table and gets paid for that. It's kind of like nail polish color. How do you do? I mean, all right. So national. Let's make it National Vegetable Day. Every day there's three or four different national days, but we. Let's segue into the fact that, you know, it is the month of pride. It's been designated June 1st through June 30th, which comes into our guest today. Our guests today, Christina Candelaria and Marilyn Truggett. We will go into that in just a minute, but first let's go into the weather. We are in a red flag warning, folks. That means we could have gusts up to 23 miles per hour today. In wind, so be careful with that with any of you who have high toppers in your trucks or whatever. 84 degrees, sunny with mostly clear skies, overnight lows of 60. Tomorrow calls for 90 degrees, and Juneteenth, which is 94 on sunny, which is going to be on Wednesday night, 65. Thursday, 100. Now we get up to the triple digits, and Friday, 104, hot skies and days in front of us. That's a quick forecast for the weather, which is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. A veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
She chews on my stool one more time. She's going. He's going into the car.
Going in the car.
Yep.
So yeah, this is all about us training him. So bear with us, folks. You know what it is when you have it. We just don't want to leave him in the house. We do have a crate. We can crate train him, which is what we're doing. Anyway, we're talking about Buford, our Haven Humane adopted dog.
We're not talking about our producers or anything.
No, we've had, we saw Buford in our Pet of the Week that comes in on Fridays. We've probably seen hundreds. We've been on the air now 15 years. So hundreds every Friday they come in, and Buford stole our hearts. I don't know. But so he's for us and we're for him. And so thank you for everybody for your well wishes and understanding that we're just trying to have him be with us and mellow out. He's two. He was in the shelter for 72 days. And we've had him about, what, 2.5 months now?
Yeah, about three.
Yeah.
All right. He's looking at me. He's got his teeth on the stool and he's looking at me. Stop it.
Okay, with us this morning, we're going to get
enough
down
of that.
Yeah, it's
we're here with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Marilyn Troglit.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, and Christina Candelaria.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Want a dog?
No, Christina.
I have a dog, but your dog is really cute.
He is cute.
I can say that.
He welcomed me when I came into the studio with his sweet eyes. Oh, I can see where you fell in love with him.
Just untied my
shoe. Well, you know what? I really love the fact that you guys, meaning the citizens advocating respect, will come in once a month and we'll talk about, you know, voting and just an array of interesting things. And so I think it's great that we have Christina Candelaria in with us this morning to talk about Pride, the month, LGBT Pride Month, often shortened to Pride Month. And so, Christina, so good morning.
Good morning
and welcome to the show.
Thank
and I,
you.
I know that you write a lot. I see you posted and things that you write.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say that, you kind of, are in charge of an organization or this? What does this month mean for you?
So I am the executive director of NorCal Outreach Project. We are a local LGBTQ center here in Reading, and we've existed for about as long as the station has, or your show anyways, around 15 years. Some of that was formative years, so a solid nonprofit, you know, took a second for it to form. Pride Week was started in 2009 here in Reading by a group of people just wanting to start it. Pride Month, to me personally, Pride Month is about its origins. A lot of folks don't understand the origins of Pride. At this point in time, it's very celebratory, very exciting, a lot of things going on, but it actually started as a riot in Stonewall. In New York City, there was basically a nightclub that LGBTQ folks used to gather at, and they were raided by the police, and they felt it was unfair, so they fought back against that, and this was like a four-day-long fight back of having the police take over their space. And then from there, it just became, you know, a couple of organizations decided to recognize that original riot. And then from there, it became kind of a recognition of fighting for your rights all the way to today. It's parades, festivals, depending on what city you're in, multiple events. So, and for us at NorCal Outreach Project, it's really about, you know, getting our community in one spot and celebrating ourselves and connecting and unifying each other.
Okay. I really like that. So tell us more a little bit about what era was it that when you talk about the origins, mm-hmm. What era was that?
The Stonewall riots happened in 1969, so a year later was when the original Pride marches began to recognize that fight back, essentially. So.
Okay. All right. So now what's happening this month in Reading? Do you feel like Reading, and the other question would be, do you feel like Reading is accepting of the Pride Month, or accepting of the letters LGBTQ, or whatever, there might be some more letters in there, I don't know, but do you feel that Reading is accepting?
I have a very interesting view, because my personal view comes from my everyday experience, you know, what I'm experiencing with people that I work around, with people that I'm, you know, connecting with, to partner with, and so when you think about it that way, yes. And I understand that people have their political beliefs, their political values, their religious values and all those things, and everybody kind of, like, butts heads or whatnot. But for me, I kind of approach things a lot differently, and I really believe in the one-on-one moments of just, like, how do we all come together, you know, with all these different beliefs and just work together for a mission.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that because, you know, we're all I wrote a song a long time ago about – we all bleed red, every mm-hmm. race.
Yeah.
We all bleed red. And if you think about the fact that we are all created these wonderful, intelligent creatures that can heal themselves, if you look to the science of our bodies, you know, as we grow and we have, you know, our minds and our political, like you said, or our religious beliefs, down to the core, we're these human beings that are living on this planet. How are we sharing it together?
Yeah.
And can we be tolerant? And can we be, you know, like good neighbors and understand, hey, you know, what you decide to do is what you decide to do. You're not harming me, but let's live together in harmony as best that we can. So I think it's really important that you're here today and we're talking about Pride and we're talking about, you know, it talks about typically June dedicated celebration and commemoration of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and trans. This is out of, by the way, Google search, Transgender Pride. Pride Month began after the Stonewall Riots, a series of gay liberation protests in 1969. So that was just in this little paragraph mm-hmm. when I pulled up Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about a couple things that maybe if people, maybe in their family, if they're trying to figure out, they're trying mm-hmm. to open their minds, they're
sure.
trying to, who's, somebody comes out, they don't know what to do with this. You know, what does that mean, Q? What does that letter mean? So let's discuss some of
sure.
these things this morning.
Absolutely.
Marilyn, you can jump in anytime you want. By the way, you're looking great.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. And we're going to take a break right after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. You can call in, too, if you have a question. maybe you're trying to figure something out, you can't, and we've got some great guests here that will answer if the fester there acknowledge that they can, I'm sure of it. 605-4567 is the hotline, brought to you by this portion, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Are your insurance and financial needs under one roof, where they're helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
If you are 50 years or old, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime, or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. 8:20 in the morning here, about 63 degrees, windy out there. Hey, we're here with Marilyn Trogdon from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Christina Candelaria from the What is it, local pride?
Yeah, we're called NorCal Outreach Project.
Yeah,
we
NorCal
are,
Outreach.
LGBTQ center. We have been stewarding essentially Reading Pride for about 15 years now. So.
Okay, now we talked a little bit of this about the break, so I want to bring it up again.
Sure.
Ask the guest in regards to the extreme ones, half-naked fetishes, drag to the small kids, etc., grooming aspects, their videos of gay, lesbian, fed up with the extreme aspects. Now, it doesn't make it easier, does it?
Absolutely not. So, first of all, I mean, when people ask me, this is not obviously the first time I've been asked this question, but isolating one aspect of our existence as LGBTQ people is harmful to us. It's also harmful for connection. Mm-hmm. That doesn't excuse anybody from any sort of illicit behavior, illegal behavior, whatever it may be. But that is one situation, one aspect, one whatever you want to call it, part of whatever this whole fabric of reality. And majority of us, you know, I am just existing as a human being every single day. And I'm not, you know, I live a very boring life every single day. So
I doubt it.
I mean, in that sense, you know. Yeah. But to me, when I talk about extremism of any kind, I'm always asking, first of all, is this an isolated incident? And second of all, what's the truth behind this? And so, you know, considering the history of Pride, it's a very celebratory out in the open event for some cities nowadays. So, like, if you're talking about Pride specific, not all the drag and everything else, you know, that happens in certain places. That does not really happen here in our. I've been to Reading Pride about half the years that they've put it on. It's a little bit different, but.
But it needs to be addressed that there are, just like there are extremes.
In religion.
Cults. You know, there's, they're this, you know, conservative group or they're this liberal group. There are extremes out there, but it doesn't necessarily, that does not mean the whole group.
No.
Is like that. Yeah. And there have been many gay organizations that have stepped out, you know, and said, hey, we don't need this, you know.
Sure, but there's also the aspect of when you talk about the Stonewall riots and all that, you know, freedom of expression. So there's also, you know, a First Amendment aspect to that for some individuals where this is my freedom of expression. Yes, there should always be boundaries. When you're talking about children, you know, me and my organization, we are very, you know, strict about that. We have background checks for anyone that works with youth. We're very careful about how things are. And that across the board is how it is. You know, sometimes there's libraries or schools that want to do drag story hour. Drag is performance. And so when someone wants to bring their kid to see a drag queen read a story, I think a lot of folks get a little, like, maybe not the right idea about what that means. It's really a drag queen reading a story, and literally that's what it is. And so
they're not trying to teach your children to, don't you want to be like me?
No. I mean, like, you know, there's isolated incidents that we can't control, which is there's isolated incidents with any situation. But drag queens are performers. And we're going to have a drag show here on the 21st, and I've had the pleasure over the last year or so working at NorCal Outreach Project, working with our drag performers here locally. And I have, I went to film school. So I'm not a performer myself, but I have a background with performers. And it's the same, you know. But they have a right to express themselves just like anybody else does.
I don't think anybody is disagreeing with that. And if parents want to bring their kids to this, that's fine. I mean, that's their parents.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's if it's done in a setting where parents don't know about it.
For sure, yeah.
There's where the problem is, because there will be some parents going to be upset about this. I think there's where the problem is. It's not the fact that, hey, I'm going to be at the library, I'm going to be in drag, and I'm going to be reading books.
For sure.
As long as it's a voluntary type thing.
Yeah.
It's when it is not voluntary that people get upset.
Yeah, I think. Sorry,
this is why we're wanting to do this program today,
yeah,
because there are misconceptions,
yeah,
or perceptions that are so off base, and then they engender fear.
Yeah. Well, that's the big thing is fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you dislike.
When I was a little kid, I was terrified of clowns. Anyone in costumes, really?
Right.
Anyone in costumes.
I use that as my example in my concealed carry class.
Yeah.
You know, you see a clown walking down the street, can you shoot him? No, you can't. That's abject fear. No, that's baseless fear. You can't do that.
Yeah.
If he's carrying a machete, okay, let's rethink that.
Yeah. But putting it in context of performance is really helpful, because I think, you know, like there was this meme that went around Facebook that no child has ever been harmed by a group of drag queens wielding books.
Oh, yeah.
Or something to
effect.
But there has been that infamous photo of the drag queen in a elementary school doing a pelvic thrust.
Oh, and how about, we could bring all kinds of examples of Santas and all that kind of stuff.
No, I understand, but see, that just feeds into it.
It does,
does. But again, it comes down to the voluntary part of it, that parents, if parents are fine with this, then I'm fine with it. But
I personally, I mean, those situations are rare. If, you know, I always tell people, no matter what side of whatever issue, get down to the bottom of this. You know, is this just something that flashed up on your Facebook feed, or did this really happen?
Well,
is this a rumor?
Well, this
or
one,
did this
no,
really
no, this
happen?
One pretty much really
well,
happened
sure,
because
yeah.
they went back and they, there were some teachers that,
you know,
that
we understand, you know, when somebody decides to make up their mind about something, this happens across the board. Like, they'll pigeonhole Carl and I as being these ultra conservatives. They don't know us.
Yeah.
They're already putting us in a thing. And so we hear all the time, wow, I had no idea you were, you know, and we're like, well, what did, you know, where, because people will make up, this is how they have to place something. They preconceive an idea of you so they can put you in a safe zone.
Well, I'm laughing because we went through this. I've been on this program, I don't know how many times now, and we went through this in early on in our connection. And I'll never forget this. One time we were live on air, and there was a moment of silence. And Carl, you said on air, well, that silence was Marilyn falling off her chair because we agreed about something.
I value difference so much because I like texture. I feel like that's the way you grow.
You have to. If you can't sit there and
texture
talk about
like
something, and you let your fear override everything.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's things like in the military, and you were, thank you for your service,
thank
by
you
the
for
way.
Your service.
Thank you very much. 9 years, I believe.
Yes. Right?
9 years as a medic. And we love medics and corpsmen.
Of course
we love you guys. we just protect you because eventually you will be protecting us.
Yeah, we got that big Red Cross, so watch out for us.
And I'm not going to get into the other stories about your medical personnel, your corpsmen, your medics have morphed into almost warriors over the years because they had to.
Yeah.
But when we go back, the military used to hunt down gays. I spent a long time in the military.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that.
We're
both looking at each other going, I never saw that happen. I mean, I spent a long time in the military, and I never saw the military, at least in my Marine Corps that I was around for a long time, ever hunt down somebody that was gay. You knew there were some people that were gay. You just knew it.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody said anything unless they said something. Mm-hmm. If they came up and said, you know what, I'm gay and I... And so under those days, they would be discharged.
In those days.
If they said it. And, I mean, officers and enlisted. And that would be their choice. But never once did I ever see somebody go, well, let's
go get them.
Let's go get them and get rid of them. No, I never saw that. And in one case, nobody, of course, ever said it, but we all thought this one warrant officer was gay. I mean, nobody ever said anything. Turns out that he wasn't. And now he's got four kids. Or maybe he is, and he's really hiding it, but he wasn't.
And so what's the difference?
Well, but
was
the thing
he good
is,
at what he did?
But the thing is you look at what they do in their jobs.
Exactly.
And thanks for agreeing with me on that.
Well, I mean, again, it comes down to those. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to I'm not going to speak for prior to my generation because I wasn't around. And I know that there's some folks that did have it hard in those days.
I'm sure the same thing as
anything else. There's probably rumors. There's probably isolated incidents. And there's probably really extreme incidents where you look at one thing and you're like, oh, that must be how the whole thing is. But my pride hero is, I always say her name right, but Marguerite Kammermeier. She was a lesbian colonel in the 1980s, and
she was one of the first ones, mm-hmm. too. Yeah, because I remember that.
Yeah, so she didn't accidentally, she was taking a physical for, I think, a promotion or a new job she was going to get, and... You know, they asked her a question, and she just said it. She's like, I have to be honest. And then, you know, this whole battle of, you know, should she have said it? Should she have not said it? And then, obviously, she was eventually discharged, or they attempted to discharge her. She was discharged, I believe, and then was able to come back.
Reinstated.
And so she's my hero because she was honest and she didn't need to be.
It could have been a type of job where she was given a... the lie detector, because every so often, when you get certain jobs, you have to pass not just a background, but then you have to sit there and have the lie detector. And it could have been that, and she could have just said, "Nope, I'm just telling the truth here." As well, I remember that vaguely.
So the thing that was interesting about her is they gave her a shot to go back and say, "Oh, I was just speaking off the cuff," and she didn't do that. She held to her guns.
Good. So, okay we've got to take a break.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice. It's not a hair salon. This is a barbershop. It's been in existence since 1960. Been at this location since 1967, right off of Athens Avenue. If you remember where Lucky Miller's was, it's just across the parking lot from there. And they give great haircuts. Never had a bad one. I make an appointment by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. I make an appointment so it works on my schedule. Or you can just drop in. And if they've got an empty spot, you're going to get a great haircut. Again, it's not a salon. This is a barbershop. They shave around your neck, behind your ears, all of that. And it's a pleasant place. Not only that, it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Maybe this is the time to be talking about that.
Anybody can go in there.
There you go. Anybody's welcome in there. Okay, we'll be right back.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I hope that somebody washing our windows and not putting an explosive device on it.
Nope.
And our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. That's Nick. He comes in and washes our windows and are nice and clean all the time. We're here with Linda Bott and Marilyn Droggett from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and Christina Candelaria, a veteran sister of mine.
Yeah.
And we're here talking pride. Now, we've addressed things that there are, you know, there's outliers everywhere, and there's things that make people uncomfortable, whether they're gay or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's things, aspects of society that we see. And Christina's with NorCal Outreach. There's going to be a big pride event coming up.
Correct.
And when's that going to be?
Tonight is the kind of a gathering for the celebration of the Sundial Bridge being lit rainbow.
That oh, that's cool.
Already been lit. Yes, last night it was lit. So tonight we're going to kind of just do an informal gathering. It's not super formal, but just kind of have everybody gather and celebrate that fact. So that's kind of the first event. Next event coming up after that that's on our schedule is we actually have a drag show at the Cascade Theater. We did this last year, and the house was packed. And
I remember that.
Yeah.
They sold out.
Yeah, the house was packed. Maybe
the Cascade should do that about once a month, you know, so they can keep their lights on.
Yeah. You know what? Working with them is very pleasant. Yeah. I know they're going through some transition and stuff. But
they've been going
through Maggie Redmond. Maggie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting.
That was kind of cool.
Oh, my God. That's great.
But they've been going through transition since I moved here back in 2007.
I'm a nonprofit professional.
We got to breathe some life into Cascade. So.
Well, you know, the thing about the Cascade is, you know, when they get themselves going in a groove, then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then that, you know, that destroyed.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say destroyed.
Yeah.
But it did destroy a lot of businesses. And but some of them just have never been able to catch back up. They're almost there, and then something else happens.
Yeah. So, as a person who enjoys theater and performance, that was one of the harder things for me to watch happen.
Is the
the gay community in town here, mm-hmm. they live in fear.
I mean, generally speaking, we always do. Like,
really?
I'm not a, you know, I'm a former soldier, so fear for me is a little different for some, but we always do. And that's kind of why we continue to do these celebrations and pride and, you know, connecting to the ally community is a way for us to... Mm-hmm.
Connecting to with the what?
We call it the ally community, you know, businesses, corporations.
Ally.
Yeah, or
individual
folks that are allies to supporting us, the allies to us in the sense that they support us and sometimes celebrate us, whatever you
want
to call it.
You don't want anything special from your allies.
No, you know.
You just want to be treated like everybody else.
Yeah, we want, you know, I know in every situation there's your people who, you know, are forceful. There's your folks that are in the back that are quiet about something, and then those in the middle who are just kind of like, you know, we're going to continue marching. The reality is that even today, pride is about us being able to exist without bias, which is the basic level. Discrimination, a violation of our civil rights, abuse and neglect and, you know, rejection within our families. That's still a huge thing, you know. And so this is about creating a network of safety. Safety isn't always the word I want to use, but just safety gets us to a place of we know we can exist here. We have protection. We can, you know, live as every other American citizen without bias, discrimination, and a violation of our civil rights.
I think that's one of the reasons that we from SCAR, S-C-C-A-R, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, come on your program every month, because we're dealing with this for every, I hate to say outliers, because we shouldn't feel like outliers, but the fact is that...
I don't think the gay community is an outlier, not anymore. I think the gay community has been
we usually
not 100%.
We usually say historically marginalized because
historically
because
okay.
we see
you
things changing.
Yeah.
But you also
I just saw something really sad, and we talked about this obituary of this guy that was been in the service, mm-hmm. and in his obituary he came out and said, "I'm gay. I've been gay."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just read that.
And then I read that and I thought, how sad is that? That he was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can understand that. Maybe back, you know, 40 or 50 years ago. But then he was a firefighter all this mm-hmm. time. Now, I mean, do you not have your friends as firefighters? Or did he not know that most everybody knew that Uncle George was gay? Because mm-hmm. he may not have said anything, but he's been with this guy for 26 years.
Yeah.
Did he say he had a partner?
Yeah, he said, who had died under a medical procedure or something like this. But the thing was, is I'm thinking, did you not know? Maybe it's because you never made the announcement, but did you not know that so many people already knew this, that you
Well,
were?
What was sad in the obituary?
Well,
the
sad thing was is that he put it out there after he was dead. And there, all the comments are, you know, you could have come out. And nobody would have thought less of you, but then again, that's not true.
Yeah, it really depends on his individual situation.
And maybe his parents were like, he would mm-hmm. shame the Roman Catholic.
Yeah, so...
We don't know.
I'm sure his parents had passed.
I think there is a misconception that because, you know, LGBTQ plus rights and Pride Month and all these things, and, you know, people will say what they say about Hollywood and all these different things, because it's exposed, that somehow... That has erased us being ostracized within our own circles, which is absolutely not true. You know, I came out when I was about 21, and, you know, my family found it rough, but my family loves me, and my friend group accepted me. But, you know, within my career path, especially here in town, I've encountered some discrimination, and it's difficult, you know, and... Sometimes people will be biased or discriminatory towards you, and they'll be in power positions, and something happens. And you'll never, ever be able to know for sure if it was by your own merit or by their bias. And so those things still happen.
All right.
Okay.
What I would like you to address, Christina, is to kind of break open the stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear terms like grooming,
yeah,
or the gay lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Those are terms that make it seem like there's a choice.
For sure.
And that choice has an impact on other people who would not otherwise be gay. Like, you take your kid to a drag show and mm-hmm. the kid's going to turn out to be a drag queen.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that would be like...
Well, let's do that after the break.
Okay.
Because we have to take a break right now. 8:45 in the morning, about 65 degrees out there. Windy, watch out. I think, didn't you say it was red flag, Linda? Didn't you say it was like red flag?
Red flag warning, absolutely. We've got wind, a gust up to 23 miles per hour could possibly be. And tonight, 20 miles, as well as tomorrow. So gusty winds on 5. We experienced some of that yesterday, but just be, you know, tie your stuff down.
Okay.
Especially your umbrellas.
We'll be right back.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to our morning show here on Monday.
Okay, now Christina says, you know, what should we play this? I said, no, this is about America standing up for its own. And that's all of our own. We don't pick out who our own is.
So can we
We've
get back?
We've got Christina Candelaria here who spent 9 years in the Army as a medic. And we all know how grunts feel about medics and corpsmen. And then Marilyn Trogdon, who is here from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Of course, Christina's North Cal Outreach. We're talking about the Pride events that are going on. Somebody mentioned, how come there's like 26 different Pride events, and there's only like one Father's Day?
Well, can we get back to that? Because that's...
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do we... wanted to talk about before the break was kind of breaking open stereotypes involved with terms like grooming or the gay lifestyle, as if it's contagious.
For sure,
like
you can't catch
it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's address that.
Essentially, for the most part, it's not true. Again, we come back to isolated incidents. We come back to extremism. We come back to, did this actually happen or did it not? Because, of course, there's probably isolated incidences where this occurred. But there's probably a lot more rumor that goes around with it. And it's really, you know, our human mind is very interesting. And, you know, it comes down to fear of the unknown. And so because I'm an LGBTQ plus person myself, I'm around a ton of LGBTQ plus people. And I know intimately how different everybody is. I've never met anyone who wants to create another gay person, create another lesbian, create another, you know, wanting their child to be transgender. You know, is there incidences like that or folks like that in the world? Maybe. You know, people
I wouldn't say maybe.
Yeah.
I would say there
are. Sure, okay.
Of course there are.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Is that across the board what we're doing? Absolutely not. When drag queens want to go and participate in a library event where they're doing drag story hour, it is entirely about allowing children to know that, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. They're not out there recruiting more drag queens. They're not out there recruiting trans kids. They're not out there recruiting people. Well, so, I mean, I can understand why people might see it that way, but that is not what's happening.
I'll agree with that to a point.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact is, but there are people out there that groom others. There are people out there that take advantage of younger people.
In general.
Any walk of life.
Yeah. In general, that happens all the time.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's not just gays. For sure. my son chased this one guy across three states who groomed this girl on the internet.
Okay,
and then came in and took her.
Yeah.
He wasn't gay. He took her. And he chased him across three states till he found him.
Yeah.
Those are
criminals.
Yes, yeah. But there are people out there.
Sure.
So what you've got to see is that, again, you haven't seen it because you probably travel with a certain group of people that would not be in that.
I'm a very aware and engaged citizen of the world, so I'm very aware and engaged that, in general, there are people out there of all walks of life that want to take advantage of the vulnerability of a child.
Of a child.
That happens.
Let me give you a reverse example of this. Okay, as you know, I work in Africa. And in South Africa a number of years ago, I got acquainted with a young woman who was probably 20-ish, and she had a one-year-old baby that she wanted to give up for adoption. And the reason was she was a lesbian. Her mother arranged for her to be multiple times raped, and it was considered quote unquote corrective rape. Can you imagine corrective rape? And she said, it didn't correct anything. I am who I am, but I ended up getting pregnant, and I can't bond with this child because this child was born out of rape. And so if it's that extreme to try to convert or recruit someone to be what they're not, this would be in reverse. Recruit her to become straight. That's not who she was. It's not how she was wired.
And I personally, so I'm very, I don't lean on my own anecdotal stories. I don't believe my own perspective is an accurate picture of what's going on in the wide world. But I personally know more true stories of that and religious attempts to
convert
and change. And I personally have been through that in a very subtle way, where there was a group of folks who tried to take the gay away. I've been through that myself.
Well, so. I think, and we're running out of time here, but this would be another, I want yes. you next month to get into this. Let's talk the trans side of it. I think people, when they read things like they're introducing the trans to five-year-olds, and then you'll see parents of a 10-year-old saying they want sex changes for their children. Most of us do not understand that, and Christina is not. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're over here nodding your head.
Yeah,
you're
having a problem. I understand. With this. I don't know if I. I'm not going to say I have a problem with that. I do have a problem with parents or adults of any kind forcing children in general to be something that the adult in the life wants to shape them into. Mm-hmm. We're back to grooming.
Yeah.
Happens every single day in different types of families, etc. But I will say that one misconception when it comes to the trans journey is that one thing that really irks me is that there's parent. So, I mean, that, again, doesn't mean there isn't isolated stories about this or stories about this that are not true or extreme versions of this. But most parents of trans children that I know are working either completely ignoring it or working very diligently to navigate the right way to do this based on their own parenting skills, based on science, based on what, you know, trying to find what's most safe for their child. And so that is all the trans parents that I know are, it's a journey for them. They're not just like, ooh, you know, like, oh, you want to be this? Okay, let's be this. But does that happen? Sure it does.
Well, you know, that brings us to something else. California just passed a law that says that you cannot tell the parents if the child at school.
That's actually a misconception.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, then explain that.
So I think you're talking about the safety bill, which is AB 1955.
Yeah.
That actually came out. There's a big push, fight for that from here in Shasta County. The policies that the school boards were trying to pass, the actual crux of that bill was what they were trying to put teachers in the position of doing, which was outing the child. Most school boards actually already have policy in place. One of my friends was just elected to a school board, that protect parental rights. Does that mean that it's, the state can infringe? I mean, we all understand that that's always a reality. That's what we're Americans. We don't want state infringing where they don't belong. This was about teachers feeling like the state or the school boards, the local government, were infringing upon their ability to teach and putting them in a position that if they didn't out a child that they cared about, they could be fired. So a lot of that Safety Act is actually based in protecting teachers who are put in that position.
Again, this is another subject we can spend an hour on. But the fact is that the assumption that the one in Chico is the one that I looked at was
Chino
in,
or Chico.
Chico. Well, okay. Chino and Chico both had their things, but yeah. Chico was the one where the child was changing totally during the school day, and then would dress and go back home. Mm. It took the mom like 2 weeks to find out about this because of kids of her friends. Kids of the mom's friends came home and told her, and then who then told mom. That's how she found out. And trying to keep that a secret in school, that you've got Joe that's going into Joni and back to Joe again, it's almost impossible to keep anyway.
And like, talk about terrible for the child's
development. But the thing is, for a lot of people, you just assume is that the parents are going to be bad. Instead, this could be a way for the parents. And, you know, because they provide counseling and everything
in theory,
to get together.
Absolutely.
In theory,
I 100% agree with you. The problem is, and why the fight happened, is because that's actually not what it's rooted in. We can endlessly debate that all day long. But I've been there alongside some teachers as they've been fighting for this. In theory, that's, you know, what everybody wants. We want, majority of parents are wanting to be involved in their child's life. There are those children who, and we see them all the time at NorCal Outreach Project, end up in foster care just because they've expressed some kind of LGBTQ expression of any kind, and their parents... So,
just push them off. So okay, we have to run here.
Oh, man.
Okay, so tell us what's going on again. Okay.
Yeah. So we got the drag show February 21st. That starts at 7 if you buy... Sorry. June 21st.
Okay.
I'm thinking about cold weather.
Friday.
I'm tired of the heat. Yeah, so Friday, June 21st. Doors open at 7. If you buy the VIP ticket, please show up. If you've already purchased it, please show up at 5:30 because your VIP access happens at 5:30. We have a silent auction. Doors open at 6. Festival is the next day on Saturday right over here on Market Street Promenade. That starts at 12 and goes until 5 p.m.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.